Hello, I am Clara Candelas Hernández.
Hola, yo soy Raúl Hernández.
We are husband and wife and have been together 12 years.
We are a bilingual family.
Raising bilingual kids. We talk about parenting, life, relationships.
Pues un poquito de todo.
So welcome.
Bienvenidos.
A tu lado podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to A Tu Lado Podcast.
Bienvenidos.
So today we are going to be sharing tips for distance learning, how to be successful. We have Laura Fuentes, who is a teacher here in East San Jose, which is our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be doing the episode Un Poquito de Español and a little bit of English, just so we can reach the most amount of people. It's important that we give tips to parents because it's a really tough time that everyone is trying to navigate.
Exactly. And especially, you know, before you know it, you know, the end of August is going to be here, September, mm-hmm. when school starts. And we just want to make sure that parents are prepared. I know the reason why we decided to touch on this topic was because Alessandro was supposed to start preschool in the fall. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's like we're in that predicament of like, how are we going to make sure that he keeps, you know, progressing
and he doesn't fall behind.
And he doesn't fall behind.
And it also is so important because I have a 10-year-old brother and I see how difficult it was for him in the spring, how it's easy for them to fall behind, how, you know, it's hard for them to pay attention. And my mom is also a teacher's assistant and I would see her do her Zoom classes and just the issues that she would have to face. And I feel like it's very important for us to be able to help and to give insight to those parents who might be feeling lost at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Y yo siento que con lo que está pasando en el mundo ahorita hay gran posibilidad que pues lo que estamos diciendo en inglés, que clases para los niños seguirán desde casa. Mm-hmm. Entonces, pero desde ahorita es importante tener esta conversación y prepararnos para el bienestar de nuestros hijos.
Sí, así es. Y como papás, yo sé que es difícil porque no somos maestros y mm-hmm. nos sentimos con una gran presión de tener que ayudarles a nuestros hijos.
Especialmente porque muchos de nosotros trabajamos.
Así es. Las mamás, los mm-hmm. papás, los dos están trabajando. Hay otros niños en el hogar. A veces nos sentimos con mucho estrés.
Uh-huh. Ansiedad también.
Ansiedad nos puede pegar la depresión. Uh-huh. Y yo pienso que, pues yo le llamo el COVID stress uh-huh. porque viene y pues no sabemos. Everything is uncertain. And that's what causes the stress, uh-huh. the anxiety. Trust me, sometimes I don't sleep. Like, I'll go to sleep at 1-2 in the morning because I'm just thinking of like, wow, like just the world and what's happening right now. Uh-huh. So it's important that we talk about these things. Es importante que hablemos de estos temas para asegurarles que todo va a estar bien. Uh-huh. Tenemos que tener paciencia, tenemos que tener mucha fe y saber que esto solamente es un ratito. Uh-huh. No es para siempre. Tenemos que tener patience, patience, patience is key.
And con nosotros mismos y con nuestros hijos también.
Especialmente con nuestros hijos porque a veces es fácil tener el estrés y desquitarnos uh-huh. en ellos. And we have to make sure that we don't do that. Uh-huh. We have to be positive and optimistic for them.
Yo creo que todos los padres son super padres, super papás, super uh-huh. mamás, pero ahorita we have to be even more.
Exactly. You know? It's a lot of stress that everyone is feeling. Y también yo pienso que los niños nos da miedo de que they're going to fall behind. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, it's the low-income families, the Latino families, the Black families who are suffering the most right now with their children because we are the essential workers. Mm-hmm. We are the ones that are out there having to go and work, and it's tough. It's a tough situation. So for us to be able to empower families, empower parents, and also to give a little bit of light that it's going to be okay, that's our mission.
Exactly.
Okay, so the first tip is to be patient and to mm-hmm. be understanding with both your kids and the teachers, right?
And yourself.
Yes, yeah. That's very important.
Sí, exactamente. En español es importante tener paciencia con nosotros mismos, nuestros hijos, a los maestros también. Nadie está preparado para esta pandemia, pero mm-hmm. si trabajamos juntos, será algo muy positivo para todos.
Sí, exactamente. Eso es lo más importante, es tener paciencia con todos que esto es un grupo y todos queremos lo mejor para nuestros hijos. Okay, the next tip is to maintain a schedule. Mm-hmm. Routines are key, and I received a lot of advice on this and just different moms and dads saying that that was really important for us to have. And have your kids get up every day as if they were going to school. Get them up, get them showered, get them dressed.
Yeah.
Send them to bed early. Don't have them sleep late because, you know, everything's at home.
Yeah.
So just maintain a schedule.
It should be like normal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, especially, I know like when I get up, I get ready like if I were to go to work. I mean, exactly. I don't put on my button up and like and my blazer, but I do.
Well, you do the work, you know, up and then down is your sweats and you have like a blazer.
Yeah, but no, en español, lo que dijo Claudia ahorita es importante mantener a nuestros hijos en una rutina. Mm-hmm. Hacer que nuestros hijos se levanten y se vistan como si fueran a la escuela.
Sí.
Así como si fuera un día normal.
Que se van a dormir temprano.
También, que no vayan a estar ahí viendo Netflix.
Jugando allí en la computadora.
Pero sí, mantener una rutina es muy importante.
Okay, so the next tip that we have is designate a quiet space in your home for your kids to do all the learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be something grand, something fancy, something expensive, as long as they have a nice corner that's quiet. And also parents, it's important for us to be mindful, to be quiet during their Zoom meetings, making sure that we don't have the television on, that we're not speaking on the phone loudly.
Or that we plan just based around what their schedule is.
Definitely. It's important. And also making sure that they, you know, are being focused. So making sure that they eat before class starts, all that good stuff. So they're not eating during the Zoom class. So just making sure that we have a little area that is just for them and their learning.
Exactly. Y en español es importante tener un espacio de trabajo para nuestros hijos. Es importante que nuestros hijos tengan un espacio con sonido mínimo.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, tenemos que asegurarnos de que no estamos hablando por teléfono, ni limpiando, ni viendo la novela enfrente de ellos, porque eso son cosas que se distraigan, ¿no? O sea,
sí, y los niños se distraen tan rápido.
Exactamente. Yo porque los niños necesitan su tiempo con su maestro.
So another piece of advice that we have is don't be afraid to ask for help. Whether you have a question or whatever it is, the teachers are there to help and they can point you in the right direction if you don't know how, if you don't understand something or if you have questions. This is new to everyone and teachers are there to help.
Mm-hmm. Y en español, pues es importante para nosotros como padres recordar estar involucrados en el aprendizaje de nuestros hijos, especialmente en estos tiempos, ¿no? Que es difícil para todos. Pero si hay algo que usted o su hijo no entiende, es importante saber que el maestro está ahí para ayudarlo y ser un recurso más que todo, ¿no?
Sí, claro, porque ellos están ahí para ayudar a sus hijos, están ahí para el bienestar de ellos. Y yo pienso que como papás o como latinos también, a veces nos da miedo o no sabemos cómo preguntar por algo si necesitamos ayuda. Y es importante saber que ellos están allí para ayudarnos.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we also understand that not every person's circumstances are the same. If you or someone you know does not have access to internet, laptops, or just the basics to learn, you know, one of the things that we suggest is just please get in touch with your teachers or the school district right away. It's better to get that help beforehand so that your child doesn't go into the school year on the wrong foot.
Yeah, and you know what? That also reminds me about school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in my mom's district, my little brother's district, the school still gives out lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and pick them up at a certain time. So it's also important to ask the district about that if you need help or if, you know, you need food. All those resources are available if we ask about them.
Exactly. Or not even schools. Maybe there's people that know. You know, you ask around your friends or, hey, you know, I don't have access to internet. Like, where did you go or how can I, you know? So there's always a way I think for our on our social media, we'll probably also put some resources up. So then,
yeah, definitely that we will.
Could, mm-hmm. We could help the. You know,
I know Comcast has a lot Xfinity mm-hmm. With internet and all that good stuff. So just making sure that we help all those families who might have questions about resources.
Exactly. Y lo que dijimos en inglés ahorita es que pues entendemos que no todas las circunstancias de las personas son iguales.
Mm-hmm.
Si usted o alguien que conoce no tiene acceso a internet, a computadoras o cosas que son básicos para
poder aprender.
Para aprender, comunicarse con su maestro o el distrito también, para ya estar... preparados para eso, ¿no? Uh-huh. Para que tu hijo o hija ingrese al año escolar con el pie derecho, más que todo.
Sí, así es. Hasta preguntar por la comida, los uh-huh. the lunches que ofrecen en las escuelas. Yo sé que muchos distritos están ofreciendo comida uh-huh. aún si los estudiantes no están yendo a la escuela. Entonces es importante preguntar esos tipos de preguntas para tener los recursos que necesitamos.
O también entre amigos también.
Entre si amigos, en las con las maestras. Sí, nomás saber que nosotros tenemos voz como latinos, como familias, como padres, que podemos pedir por ayuda.
Mm-hmm.
So after posting the questions on social media and receiving some feedback, I spoke with Laura Fuentes, who is one of my followers, and she sent me some awesome tips because she's a teacher, so she has a little bit of experience with this because we've been doing this since the spring semester. So I asked her if she would like to share her tips on the podcast, and she sent over her tips, and when I was listening to it, I heard that she was a teacher here in East San Jose, and my husband and I are Eastsiders, so we're from East San Jose as well, and just to be able to have someone from our community give tips is just, it was amazing. It all happened by accident, so it was meant to be. So I want to introduce Laura Fuentes, a teacher, a mom, and she's going to be giving us tips for all of you parents out there who might be a little bit afraid, unsure during these times on how we can help our children be successful.
Hola, Claudia. Thank you so much for the invitation. A little bit about me. My name is Laura Fuentes. I teach in a dual immersion school in the east side of San Jose, and I've been teaching for the past 14 years. As educators, our hearts are hurting because we won't be able to meet our students at the beginning of the year like we normally do. But we do know that this is the safest thing to do at this moment with the pandemic going on. It won't be the same, but we will make sure to make it as fun, as engaging, and as rigorous as possible. And that our ELL students are receiving the appropriate support. We know every family is going through a very difficult situation, and while it takes time to adapt to a new way of living, I hope you feel empowered after listening to a few tips and a couple of resources that can help alleviate some of that tension that's already to build up. The first and probably the most important advice is to have a strong and open communication with your child's teacher. Feel comfortable asking questions, expressing any concerns you may have. Make sure you know what forms of communication are best or work best for both parents and the teacher. We know that you need feedback on ways to better support your child at home. And as teachers, we value this because that tells us that you value their education. A student's learning is always strengthened when parents and teachers are connected and they're likely to do better in school. Next, have a designated quiet area, if at all possible, where your child can focus. Have any necessary materials close by. When they have everything that they need near them, they're less likely to waste learning time. For example, for my own children, I always make sure that they have their textbooks or their materials like pencils, paper, everything in a certain area where is accessible to them and close to them so that they don't end up coming downstairs and grabbing things that they need. That's wasting some of their learning time right there. Give your child at least 2 15- to 20-minute breaks, just like they do during a school day. They need to go outside. They need to run. They need to get that extra energy out. Just being physically active really helps them, not just physically, but it helps them emotionally. It helps them mentally. And when they come back inside, they're ready to work and they're ready to keep learning. Ask the teacher if there are any specific graphic organizers that he or she recommends. Graphic organizers help ELL students during reading and specifically during writing time. It's a way of scaffolding their learning, and they're very helpful. Sentence frames also support ELLs, and they support them by constructing increasingly complex sentences, and they also improve the flow of their writing. Many students have a hard time putting their thoughts on paper, but when they have sentence frames, it just makes everything a lot easier for them. And again, we want to make sure that our students feel empowered, and we want them to feel that they are successful. We want to set them up for success and not failure. So if we have the materials, or we have the strategies, anything that can encourage their learning, we should go ahead and offer them these tools for them. In addition, there are many online learning games that target specific learning objectives and standards. But for this, I would encourage you to talk to your child's teacher and check and see what objectives or standards they're working on at that moment. And this would be like extra practice for them, of course, besides whatever is assigned to them. For example, I use the Immersive Reader tool, which ELLs can use not only to help them with translations during our ELD time, but it also reads the text to the student out loud, and it explains it with a picture. I think this is awesome because many of our students, and even us as adults, many of us are visual learners. I'm a visual learner, and I always need to have pictures, graphs, charts in front of me in order to make connections. So you can imagine how much that helps alleviate some of that stress from our kids. And helps them with their reading, with their writing, and just having a little bit more motivation when it comes to reading out loud. Also, this is a universal accessibility tool that helps ELLs tremendously. It really does. In addition to all of what I've mentioned, I encourage parents to engage their children in conversations in their own home, where you facilitate this time and dedicate it to expressing any worries, concerns, questions from both ends. It can be from the student. Maybe he or she is having a difficult time in math. Maybe he or she cannot understand a specific word problem. And this is the time that they can come to you and ask for help. And when they come to you and ask for that help, you know that you're going to be there willing to support them. As working parents, we're always busy, but our kids also need that one-to-one time. They know, our kids are very smart. They know when we're stressed. They can feel it, the vibes, the energy. And something that I noticed from last March, April, May, and June, when we were doing distance learning, is that sometimes some of my students didn't want to ask their parents for help or didn't want to just ask questions about certain subjects because they knew that their parents were tired. They knew that their parents just had a very long day working from home and having to maintain the home, cook, make sure that the rest of their siblings were actively engaged in their distance learning as well. So that was another big concern right there that I noticed. And if we as parents can just set that time aside, that really just tells our kids that we value their education and that we're there to support them in any possible way. It is a difficult time. There are just so many questions out there. It's an uncertain time for everyone. But we need to be thoughtful. We need to be intentional. We also need to make sure that our kids are being supported. We need to make sure that as parents and teachers, we're working on this together and we're there because we want the best for our kids. I truly do hope that these tips and resources help you during distance learning, because we want all of our students to feel supported, valued, and that they're being taken care of. We really do want that. Wishing all of you the best of luck. Thank you so much for your time.
Muchísimas gracias, Laura. We really appreciated
you
taking the time to send us over these important tips that were just so helpful. And for all of you who are listening, please share this episode with anyone that you think will find it helpful. We want to help parents. We want to empower them and know that the education is so important. We have to help our children, and we also have to understand our role as parents. We're not teachers. We're trying our best. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't put too much pressure and know that this is the right thing to do. We're keeping our kids safe. And most importantly, we will get through this. It's only a temporary moment in our life. So stay positive. Ustedes pueden. You can do this. We believe in you.
Y sí, para agregar lo que dijo Claudia ahorita, esperamos que hayas disfrutado este episodio. Compártalo con alguien que a lo mejor lo necesita escuchar para inspirarse y para que sepan que estamos todos juntos en esto, ¿no? Yo sé que la mayoría de nosotros no somos maestros, uh-huh. y el próximo año escolar a lo mejor va a estar muy difícil para muchos, pero como dije anteriormente, queremos recordarles que es importante recordar que no estás solo en esto.
Así es, no están solos, hay que tener paciencia, hay que mantener la calma, que esto pronto pasará, y estamos aquí para ayudarles. No se les olvide seguirnos ahí en el Instagram, nos dejan un comentario si tienen pregunta, aquí estamos para ayudarles. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Como dijo Claudia ahorita, en ahora lo voy a decir en inglés. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys follow us on A Tu Lado Podcast on Instagram. We want to thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. And thank you, Laura, también for your awesome advice. And we hope to inspire more people through
and
this podcast.
Empower families.
Empower.
You got this.
Gracias.